G'day and welcome to the Tradies Business Show. I'm Woz, I'm your host. I'm sick.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell. Talking business ownership, the nuts and bolts, and everything in between.
Yes, welcome back to the Tradies Business Show. I'm sick, not in a S-I-K kind of way. Is that how you spell sick, like fully sick? I'm not sure. But great to have you with me for another episode. Fantastic episode last week with Pip Selden. I hope you enjoyed that. If you haven't listened to it and you've cherry-picked this one, I probably want to know why. But but go back and have a listen to it. Awesome chat with Pip, and go check her out at the Healthy Tradie Project. Today, I'm carrying on the theme of August being Tradies Health Month. So it's August 2017. If you're listening to this in another month, you've missed out on Tradie Health Month. So it doesn't mean you can't be healthy. But given the fact that I've had a bit of the lurgy for the last few days, and this is the second or third time this season that I've had a bit of a cold. I don't tend to get the flu, fortunately. I don't get the flu vaccine either, but yeah, I just get these head colds, and I can tell you they usually coincide with, well, a number of things. One of those things is poor sleep, which I'll chat about in a moment. Another is stress levels, and believe it or not, I do have some stress in my life. Podcasting isn't stressful for me. I love this. But just like you, I have some funky stuff going on in my life occasionally. Well, maybe a bit more than occasionally, it seems, lately. And the other thing for me that really affects my propensity to get colds from those around me is my diet and changes to my nutrition, or lack of nutrition, perhaps, when I decide to, join the mere mortals that consume, you know, pies and those sorts of things. Pies are a bit of a weakness for me. I try and stay out of bakeries because I love a bit of, I love a bit of pastry and thickened meat sauce. I'm not really sure what goes into most pies, but it doesn't seem to do good things for my immune system. And so being Tradie Health Month, or Tradies Health Month, I thought it was a good idea to chat about some things that you can do to take care of yourself as a tradie. And I know most of you work pretty damn hard. And if you're a tradie lady, or a tradie wife, or a tradie partner, or a tradie supporter in some way, I know you work hard too. And so it's really important that we take care of ourselves and look after the engine that is our body and our mind, because without that, it makes it really hard to work hard and get the results that you want. So some of the big things that I've noticed over 10 years of working as a business wingman and a business coach with many, many business owners and a lot of tradies are a few key areas, right, that aren't being taken care of or given enough attention to. One of those is sleep. Now, it's not something that a lot of people talk about. I think too many of us wear a lack of sleep as a bit of a badge of honor. And we think that surviving or getting by on 4 or 5 hours a night is somehow, I don't know, tough, or makes us a bit more hardcore. Whatever you want to call it, I don't think it's very smart. There's plenty of science now to show that sleep deprivation has almost an instant effect on our immune system, on our mood, on our metabolism, on our cognitive ability. Big word for saying how well we can think and make decisions. All those things are really important for you as a tradie and a business owner. And just shortening your sleep by an hour or two per night from the recommendation, which is 7 to 8 hours every night of good quality sleep, can really have a serious negative impact on your overall well-being. So getting enough sleep is really, really important. And the recommendation is 7 to 8 hours, not 4 or 5 or 6 or 6 hours of broken sleep. It is 7 to 8 hours. And I can tell you, after mucking around with this stuff myself, kind of Tim Ferriss style, and I don't know if I'll get a lawsuit for mentioning Tim on the show without approval, but if you don't know who Timothy Ferriss is, he is a bit of a life hacker, a performance hacker out of the US. He's written some fantastic books, one of which is The 4-Hour Work Week, The 4-Hour Body, and he's mucked around with a lot of stuff and uses himself as a guinea pig. And I've been doing this also for about the last 5 years, whether it's nutrition or sleep, exercise, meditation, spirituality, business practices, financial stuff. I've been mucking around with things for a bunch of years. And I can tell you that sleep is my number one go-to strategy if I want to feel good. And getting that minimum seven hours a night of good quality sleep. And that's the next thing I want to talk about. And I've seen a number of people actually change their health and change their state of mind in particular just by improving their sleep. So it really is underrated. And the awesome thing about sleep is it doesn't cost you anything to improve it. Well, it costs you a little bit of time, which often means you've got to pull your finger out and get more organized in your life and learn how to prioritize things. So when I say good quality sleep, what I mean is not sleeping with technology in the room, not sleeping with light entering your room, making sure that the room temperature, see, I haven't had enough sleep. The temperature is correct, which is you should have a bit of a cooler room or sleep environment. You want a little bit of fresh air in your room. You want it to be quiet. And so all of these things make for good quality sleep. One of the best things you can do is make your room very, very dark. As dark as the inside of a cave is sort of the ideal. Sometimes it's not possible or practical to do that, but some good blackout curtains and putting a towel, the crack at the bottom of the door, if you've got a lot of light entering your house or your room, you really want that room to be very dark so that you can't see in front of your face. And the fancy science behind all that is to do with our hormones and our chemicals that regulate our sleep cycles. And when it is very dark like that, we sleep a lot better and we go into that restorative deep sleep that we all crave. If you're listening to this and you've had a child and you've had a baby in the house, you know how sleep deprivation can affect you and the whole family. Everyone gets cranky. But it affects your metabolism, your hunger, your mood, your immune systems, a whole lot of stuff. And there are a whole bunch of negative impacts from not getting enough quality sleep. So you really want that dark, quiet room and fairly cool in the room so that you do actually need to pull something up over you, like a blanket or whatever. So that's a big one. And for me, that's my number one. If I don't get enough quality sleep, within a couple of days, I can feel my immune system being affected, my mood and my appetite are affected, and it really does start to muck around with my performance physically as well as mentally and emotionally. So sleep is a real big one. Nutrition, look, you've only got to open up Instagram, Facebook, or any news channel, and you will see a whole bunch of stuff on nutrition. You know, guys like Pete Evans out there saying some supposedly controversial stuff and the media hosing him over that and the medical associations having some stuff to say about those things. Without going into the politics of it all, there is a lot of new information that's not that new. It's been around for probably 10 or 15 years to show that the things that we've been eating for a long time are not really doing good stuff for us. You know, we've got this obesity epidemic, diabetes is rampant, we've got all these lifestyle diseases out there, lots and lots of people with mental health issues, depression levels at all-time highs, and you gotta think that putting stuff in your mouth has to have an impact. Like, you're putting fuel into your body, and if you put poor quality fuel into your body, you've got to think that you're not going to burn it very well and you're not going to get very good power output, not very good quality output. So have a look at your nutrition. There's, I mentioned Pip Selden from the Healthy Tradie Project. She's a primal, in inverted commas, coach and follower. And I certainly follow something similar to that, primal or low carb, whatever you want to call it. I'm not advocating any particular approach, but I am saying have a think about what you're sticking in your gob, because what you put in the hole in your head has a massive impact, no pun intended, on what's going on with your body, but also on your brain, on your mind. And go do some reading about the gut-brain connection. So there's a well-evidenced connection between your gut and your brain or your mind. So have a look at your nutrition, cutting back on processed foods, sugars, refined carbs, all that sort of stuff. Some pretty simple changes you can make that'll have a big impact on how you feel, how well you make decisions, and how well you sleep too. So nutrition's a big one. And the other one that I think a lot of us overlook, especially tradies, because a lot of you are on the tools, you're busy, you work hard, you're active. The thought of actually going and doing exercise or training or going to a gym or going for a run or whatever seems a little bit superfluous. It's a bit unnecessary because you already do all that stuff. The problem is you're working pretty hard doing repetitive actions and the sorts of things that, well, they require good functional fitness and strength for you to perform those things. And if you're not actually maintaining that and doing some sort of specific functional training, then you're really exposing your body to wear and tear. And look, I've had a number of clients over the years basically have to get off the tools, from tilers to concreters to roofers, builders, that have basically just worn their body out from, I can't say definitely, but from using the tool in a way it wasn't necessarily intended, or using it in a way outside of its original design without making changes to it. You know, you wouldn't use a claw hammer to try and drive a star picket into the ground. And if you did, you'd take a fair while and you'd probably mangle the top of the star picket or destroy your claw hammer. So some of the stuff we do with our bodies, we're not really using it the way it's meant to be used. But there are some things we can do. And when I talk about functional movement, I talk about stuff like getting better at squatting or picking up a heavy load, moving your body around as far as mobility and everything goes. And there's a number of different regimes out there. Most of you that have listened to the show for a while will know that I'm a CrossFit follower, and I really like their philosophy and their system of training. It really is just a system. There's some other great ones out there. You can have a look at HIIT, H-I-I-T, or F-45. I mean, there's a number of functional training systems out there, and there's a whole bunch of independent gyms that offer functional training. You just want something that actually replicates day-to-day movements of our body. Getting out of a chair, squatting down to pick something up off the floor, bending down to pick something up that's kind of heavy out in front of you, pulling yourself up on something. These are all movements that should be replicated in some form of training just to create a good baseline level of functional fitness, so that when you go and work yourself hard on a site, then you've actually got a better tool. So you're using a tool that's been enhanced, I guess, in some way. So that's another big area. And the last one is, again, it's talked about a lot. I think a lot of us know that we should do something in this area, and that's in mindfulness. And Pip talked about this last week. Mindfulness doesn't have to be just meditation. Mindfulness could just be getting better at taking time out. And that might be a few minutes a day just to stare at a tree, or maybe even read a book, or just stop and listen to a bit of relaxing music, connect with somebody that you haven't for a while. It's just taking those little moments out and not being caught up in that busy, busy, rush, mindless approach to life where you wake up, eat, go to work, come home, eat, sleep, wake up, eat, go to work, come home, eat, sleep, wake up. You get the picture? It's actually taking time out from that, especially for stillness. And in those moments of stillness, Just notice what your mind does. Is it racing with thoughts? Is it full of ideas or fears or worries? Or can you actually be still and think of nothing? It's a very important skill to develop because it's those moments of nothingness that actually allow us to recover, allow our mind to recover, and for us to build resilience so that we can actually push hard when we need to push hard. So they're sort of my four key areas, and they're the areas that I like to pay attention to in my life. You might have your own. What are some things that work for you? What are some strategies that are helping you to perform at a high level? I'd love to hear about it. Hit me on the Facebook page, Tradies Business Show. You can also find me at the website, tradiesbusinessshow.com. Always keen to hear your stories. And hey, if you'd like to be on the show, go to the website, tradiesbusinessshow.com. You'll find a little voicemail app thingamajig on there called SpeakPipe. You can leave me a voicemail with a question and I'll play it on the show and answer it. And if it's a cool question, I might even find an expert guest that can respond to it and get someone smarter than me on here to talk about your question. So I hope that's been of some value to you. As I said, find me on Facebook. Hit me with your questions or your ideas. Love to get your feedback. And I've got some more guests planned for the coming weeks. I'm going to be talking to a guy that fixes tradie back or tradies back. He's one of Brisbane's leading neurosurgeons, and he has some pretty interesting things that he's doing to help people with bad backs. So stay tuned for that one. And I'm also trying to get a hold of the gang from Beyond Blue. I bumped into one of the directors at a conference a few months ago, and we've been playing a bit of email tag, trying to pin down a date, but keen to get those guys on the show, and I'm going to do another series called Where Are They Now? So I'm going to be going back through our guest list and having a chat particularly to some of the real tradie stories and just seeing where they are sort of a year or so on from our original interviews. And we might see if they've improved or if they're still in business. Hopefully they are. If they've been listening to the Tradies Business Show, I reckon they'd be doing all right. Anyway, enough self-promotion from me. Hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you've dodged the lurgy. I'm going to go and drink some more turmeric tea and sit in the sun, get some vitamin D in these bones of mine so I can warm up. It's a bit chilly up here in Toowoomba. But other than that, have a great week. Hope you're well. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.